Random Samplings of a Logical Mind. I'm Lynn Woolley. Issue 1, The Eyes of Texas. The University of Texas has decreed in a 57-page report that the school's alma mater, The Eyes of Texas, has no racist intent. This is after convening a panel composed of 24 people to study the song's so-called racist history. Some members of the football team have rebelled against the song, and the UT band has refused to play it. The first thing you notice about the report is that it's very woke. Black is used with an uppercase B, but white is used with a lowercase W. There's verbiage about the racism that has historically plagued our campus. The report notes that a student group included among its demands that 0.5% of what the athletic department brings in should go to organizations such as Black Lives Matter. The school opted to keep the song as is, but to capitulate to most of the students' demands. Issue 2, The Robert E. Lee Connection. In today's PC culture, there is no greater villain than Robert E. Lee. So when the University of Texas researched the history of the Eyes of Texas, it was important to disconnect Lee from the song if the school wanted to keep it. The report states that General Lee is reported to have often said, "The eyes of the South are upon you." The school desperately needed to debunk this notion, and so it did, saying there is a low likelihood that the phrase originated with Lee. But Civil War historian John C. Perry says the phrase is tied to the Battle of the Wilderness that was fought in May of 1864. Lee's army was in trouble and was fortified by the Texas Brigade commanded by General John Gregg. As Gregg ordered his men forward, he said, "The eyes of General Lee are upon you." And that is the likely connection to Robert E. Lee. Issue 3, What Would Reagan Do? He did the opposite of what UT did. The report on the school song, The Eyes of Texas, had to twist into a few pretzels in order to keep the song alive. This is in contrast to what Ronald Reagan said when students occupied land at Cal Berkeley on May 15, 1969. Reagan called in the National Guard. At a news conference, Reagan was asked why he didn't negotiate with the students. "Negotiate," said Reagan. "What is there to negotiate?" He said the students had no right to disobey the law under the banner of social protest. He said adults at Berkeley should have known better. We've posted this video at WB Daily. UT officials should view this video and make President Jay Hartzell and the Board of Regents watch it a few times. And that might not do any good. UT is under the power of today's woke society. Stay tuned for more random samplings of a logical mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.